You're listening to Paul Miller on News Talk and Sports, 1380 WPHM.
All right, it is Friday morning, and this is the day, this is the weekend that folks have been planning for years. I remember about two, 3 years ago, they were saying, we're going to bring the International Antique and Classic Boat Show to Port Huron, and they've been planning, gathering volunteers, and now today and tomorrow are the days of the boat show, 9 to 4, both days. A lot of people are going to come down and see some really beautiful boats. Joining me right now is Nick Vulgaris. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. From New York City, you're talking about a book about Chris Craft. Tell us a little bit more about the book.
Sure. I just came out with a new book on the history of Chris Craft, which celebrates the company's history from 1874 all the way through today. It was published by Rizzoli International and has a beautiful foreword by Mr. Ralph Lauren. Again, sort of celebrating the history of the brand and its iconic designs and classic styling.
Where did your interest in these boats come from?
Growing up in Long Island, I fell in love with the boats, and then I think it was sort of immortalized when I saw it on a beautiful Chris Craft in the movie On Golden Pond. So that really sort of made it apparent to me that I wanted to own one of these boats, and was able to buy one about 20 years ago and restore it, and figured there was it would be really great to come out with a new book on the company, which not only showcases the historic boats, but also how those boats look today, and you know, sort of paying homage to the old designs with modern materials.
I think that we take for granted the fact that that all started here, and people all over the world love those boats.
Sure. You know, Chris Craft's roots are in Michigan. You know, the company was founded by Mr. Christopher Smith in Algonac, Michigan, and had bases in Port Huron and Holland. So, you know, to be back here with all these beautiful mahogany runabouts here on the river, it makes a lot of sense.
Tell us about your boat.
So my boat is a 1973 Chris Craft Lancer. She's a full inboard. She's about 23 feet. Very similar in design to the boat from On Golden Pond, except a more recent version. Still a classic, but not as old as some of the older mahogany boats. And she's really great. I keep her in Sag Harbor, Long Island, which is on the eastern end of Long Island out in the Hamptons. And it's just a lot of fun to go, you know, zipping around, going to picnic lunches, taking her water skiing and so forth.
What have you seen this week that's impressed you?
I think just the wide range of boats here. You know, you have everything from a very small 1920s steam, you know, launch that originally was steam and converted to gas, all the way up to, you know, a more modern classic fiberglass cruiser in the 60-foot range. So I think there's a lot of appeal to the show with a wide array of boats.
What were some of the interesting things that you uncovered when you were doing research for your book?
Probably the fact that, you know, Chris Craft is really a global brand, but really has its roots here on the Great Lakes. So finding that out was really interesting. And then also, a lot of people don't understand that Chris Craft built boats for World War II. Quite a large number, close to 10,000 military craft were built here in Michigan to defend the country. And then also, I think Chris Craft really paved the way for a lot of other iconic brands. They built hulls for Garwood. They also provided motors and instruments and gauges for the Riva Boat Company in Italy, which helped give it that company its start. In fact, a lot of the early Rivas were branded Riva Chris Craft, which I think is really interesting.
What are your impressions of this show and this community so far this week?
Well, I'm super excited. You know, anytime you're at a show like this, you have a lot of people that are very passionate about boats. And, you know, we all sort of speak the same language and have a mutual affinity and affection and care for these boats. A lot of people, you know, will agree they're self-proclaimed stewards of these boats to sort of preserve them and maintain them for the next generation to enjoy.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad that you're here. Again, the book, Nick, is called what? Is it available now?
Yeah, the book is called Chris Craft, an American Icon, and I'll be signing them here today and tomorrow at the show, so come on down and get a copy.
All right. We'll look for you. Nick, thanks a lot. Appreciate it very much. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
All right, Nick Vulgaris with us on WPHM on this Friday morning. Yeah, today and tomorrow are the days of the boat show, 9 to 4. We're at the River Street Marina in their beautiful pavilion, by the way, which is right across from the SC4 Student Center. And you can come down today or tomorrow and take a look at these boats. And not only the boats, but they're going to have some antique cars down here as well. There will be live bands performing, a lot of concessions available, just a general good time. And tomorrow, for a couple of hours, they'll be having free boat rides. So get in line for a free ride on one of these beautiful antique boats. It is 18 past 7 o'clock. We'll play Michigan trivia, do a bunch of other stuff, too, coming up in just a few minutes here on WPHM Live along the Black River in downtown Port Huron.